welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hey queens, welcome back to my channel and welcome to the Self Mastery Journey. My name is Montel B and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the story of how I manifested my relationship, a new job, and also a dream car within the space of 6 months. So the period I am going to be talking about is from February 2021 up until August 2021. This was the period where I manifested the relationship, the job, and the car, all in the space of 6 months. So I guess for me, the purpose of this episode and the reason why I wanted to share this story is to encourage you on just how much can change. A lot can change in the space of a year, 6 months, a week, even a day. So much can change. Miracles can happen when you feel like you're at the lowest of the low point and you just don't see any miracles happening. I just want to tell you that so much can change. And to be fair, I've always had the same mindset. Even when I've been at low points in my life, I've shared quite a lot on this channel that I've gone through depression and low self-esteem. And even throughout those periods in my life, I still knew better days was coming. And I guess that was one of my first ever affirmations when I think back to it, before I even knew what affirmations was. I used to always say to myself, better days are coming. This is all happening for a reason. I don't know what the reason is right now, but it's going to make sense one day. And I've just always held that same mentality going through my life. So when things don't necessarily go my way, I always know there's a reason for it. Or when I've gone through breakups and, you know, when you have that feeling like, am I ever going to find anyone again? I would just always take myself right out of my head and bring myself right back down to earth and remind myself, of course, things are going to get better. Things only get better from now. Miracles are happening. I don't know when it'll happen at the right time. And you just have to trust the timing of your life. You really have to trust the timing of your life. You cannot rush the process. You cannot try force things, because that's when you end up in situations that are just really not for you. When you let things organically happen and organically manifest, that's when you will become the most happiest, because you know that you are aligned with exactly what you are receiving. So let's first start with my job. I'm going to save the relationship to last because that's obviously the juiciest part for me anyway. So let's just talk about my job situation. So in case you are not aware, I am working part-time right now, and it's actually with the same company that I completed my internship with. And I have spoke about my internship before and how I was able to manifest that opportunity. But yeah, it's with that same company. That's who I work with now. And I am the creative and partnerships manager with them. So I have always had very good luck when it comes to jobs, even before I knew the law of attraction was a thing. From the time I got my from the time I received my national insurance number in the post, if you're from the UK, you know what that is, and you know how exciting that day is when you get it when you're like 16. If you're not in the UK, a national insurance number is basically a number that you need in order to work. And I just remember, anyway, this is a whole other story, but that was a good day. Receiving that national insurance number was such a good day, because I could not wait to work. From the age of like 14, I was just like, give me a job, please. So when that came in the post, I was like, yeah, applying for jobs. And ever since then, I've always had such good luck with jobs. I can walk into an interview, I can send off an application and just know I'm going to get the job. I've rarely been turned down from any job I've applied for. Even when I've gone to the even when I've had the interview, I've got the job, maybe it turned out not to be the best job for me, I just never had a problem with actually getting the job. And then once I was in, I'd decide whether I wanted to stay or not. But I just always had a sense of confidence about having jobs and getting jobs. However, the difference with this opportunity and the difference with this manifestation is that I went into this being very clear on exactly what I was looking for. So in the past, when I was applying for jobs, it was mainly like call centers, retail, just things that will give me money, obviously. But this time I thought, you know what, I'm in a really good position with my business, so I didn't necessarily need a job at this point. So I thought, if I'm going to get myself into a job, it's going to be for selfish reasons. It's going to be because I want to up-level myself. And if you follow me on Instagram, if you've been following me for a while, you may remember that at the start of the year, I mentioned that I was just looking for a new challenge. And for me, yes, I'm a coach, yes, I'm a mentor, but I just know that I always want to be up-leveling myself. And the people that I really respect and look up to, they are people who are wise, they've got a lot of experience, they've got a lot of knowledge. And it got to a stage within my business where I felt like I was being very stagnant. I wasn't growing, I wasn't evolving. So I thought, okay, this is the perfect opportunity for me to look for a job that's going to help me elevate my career to the next level, elevate my business to the next level. So that is the first step, I'd say. I was very clear and very intentional on what I wanted out of a job. I wasn't just going around applying, sending my CV everywhere and everywhere. I was very specific with what I wanted. So to make sure I was crystal clear on exactly what I wanted out of this job, I wrote down everything that I wanted this job to be. I wrote down everything I wanted out of it and everything I didn't want as well. So what that looked like was I wanted a job that was working from home, so completely virtual. I wanted a job that was part-time because I did not want to throw myself back into a 9-to-5 situation. I wanted to make sure I had Thursdays off because Thursdays are my content creation days, are my coaching days. So I wanted to at least maintain one day of the week where I'm working on my business. I wanted an early finish, so I wanted to finish at around 3 p.m. I wanted a specific salary, so I wrote down how much I'm wanting to earn in order to make it worth it. I wrote down any additional benefits that I wanted, so mentorship, guidance in certain areas. I created a list of everything I wanted out of the role. So I just threw it all out there. I was very audacious with what I was wanting because I knew that if I'm going to put myself in a situation, I have to be happy in the situation. I have to do something that is going to work for me. So I was just super audacious with exactly what I wanted. Now, here's where the fun begins. This is where the manifesting begins, because a lot of the time I see a lot of manifestation kind of videos and they always talk about the scripting. So what I just said I did, that's considered scripting. When you write down exactly what it is that you want to achieve, a lot of people think manifestation just stops there. And to be honest, sometimes it can. When I get onto the story about my relationship, you'll see why sometimes that works. But in fact, no, it doesn't work, because action is always needed. You cannot just write down what you want and expect it to just fall into your lap. You have to take action. So yes, you can script, yes, you can visualize, that's a part of the manifestation, but make sure that you are taking the aligned action as well. And that's exactly what I did, because this role that I'm talking about, it did not even exist. Within this company, they wasn't hiring for anyone. There was no job postings. The role itself did not exist. So this is where I activated my personal power. By the way, if you haven't seen that video that went live, I will leave it here somewhere. Make sure you check that out because it will really help with your manifestations. But I activated my personal power and I pitched myself to this company. Yes, I had a relationship with them before from my internship, but that was a few years ago. They was not expecting to hear from me. I gave them no sign that I was looking for this role or this opportunity. So I just went and pitched myself. I sent a very professional email and I told them that I'm interested in discussing the opportunity to come on board under this role. And the role that I was wanting to become was a virtual trainer slash community manager. So within the pitch, I told them exactly why I feel like this role would be beneficial for them, what they're going to gain from it, what I bring to the table, what skills I possess, why this is a great opportunity. And they loved it. My boss right now, she absolutely loved that. She loved the initiative. She loved the confidence from me to just go in there, tell them, I want this role. You need to create this role. Give me this role. That's pretty much how it went. And she loved it. She loved that confidence and that assertiveness. And this is what you have to be doing if you want to get yourself ahead. If you want to activate your personal power, if you want to create a life by design, you have to be putting yourself out there for opportunities. I say this so many times, especially on my channel. I always talk about saying yes now and thinking about it later. Going for opportunities, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, because it works. It will make you stand out. This is what people are wanting to see. So yeah, within a few weeks of me pitching myself, I was starting. I went from pitching, we had a brief conversation, and I started the role. And I got everything I asked for. I got the hours I asked for, so I worked 9-to-3. I got part-time like I asked for. I got my Thursdays off. I got the salary I asked for. I got the title that I asked for, which is a community and partnerships manager. Everything I asked for at that point, I received. And it just goes back to the point of ask and it's given. Ask and you shall receive. Do not wait for opportunities. Start creating them. There are far too many people on this planet now. There are far too many talented, too many skilled people. People who may not even be as talented and skilled or knowledgeable as you, but because they put themselves out there, they got it. Remember, I didn't have a degree at the time. Yes, I'm studying now, but I'm only in my second year. I didn't have a degree. I didn't have any formal credentials to get the role, but I managed to land myself the internship just through confidence. And then I went off traveling, I lived my life, I've come back, I started a business, and I thought, okay, I'm ready for the next challenge of my life. So what did I do? I created a new opportunity. I went back to them, I pitched myself, and I got that role. You can see a pattern. I've activated my power. I've got the confidence, the assertiveness. I've got clear on exactly what I want to achieve and gone for it. It can be that simple if you allow yourself to do it. Manifesting your desires is simple if you first create the desire, get clear on what it is that you want, and take the action. Let's talk about my little baby Lois. And yes, I've named my car and she's called Lois. And I absolutely love her. I love my new baby. I am so excited to be back on the road. It's been far too long. I have been driving since the age of 17, but when I got back from traveling, I just didn't see the point of getting a car because obviously the world. But now I've got a car, which I'm super excited about. So let's talk about that story, how I got my beautiful car. By the way, I have a Audi A1, just in case you're interested. So when it came to manifesting my car, the first step I took was putting the desire on my heart that this is what I wanted. Before, when, like I say, I just got back from traveling, so I wasn't interested in having a car. It would have been nice to have one, but I just wasn't that interested. But things changed in July of this year, July 2021. That's when I really had the desire on my heart to get a car, just because I knew it would make things easy for me. I realized that I'm probably not going to be traveling as often. So if I'm going to be in my hometown, I need some sort of transport because the Ubers was getting crazy. So I put the desire on my heart that I wanted a car now. I was ready for a car. And I really just declared to God that if this is the right time for me to have a car, then I am ready. I am ready for this car. If this is my time, I am ready. And then what I did next, and I think this is the most important step, especially when I'm looking at my own patterns of manifestation and what has worked for me and what hasn't, what really works is not operating from a desperate energy. So when you are constantly thinking about something, wanting your manifestation to come into fruition, you may find it doesn't happen as quick. And it's because of the energy that is surrounding your manifestation, the thoughts that you're having. Everything is coming from a really desperate energy and not an energy of excitement and of gratitude. So instead of me constantly thinking, I need a car, I need a car, I want a car, when am I getting this car? I switched it up and I just operated from a place of excitement and a place of when it happens. So instead of saying I need a car to get to the gym, that turned into I cannot wait until I have my car so I can drive to the gym. And at this point, I was still getting on the bus, I was still getting my taxes, but whenever I was using a different method of transport, I'd just get excited for when I finally can drive myself to the gym. I just imagine myself doing that. And I keep using the gym as an example, because if I'm being completely honest, that's the only place I drive to. I work from home, I do everything from home. So I only really drive to the gym, but I just got myself excited about that drive. And of course I do go other places and I've got so much freedom now, but that was the reason I wanted a car, if I'm being completely honest. So I would just operate from such an excited energy about when this happened. I would constantly look online for certain cars. And by the way, I didn't manifest the exact car I wanted. This is another point I'll get onto. So the car that I actually wanted was the Mercedes A-Class. So you may have seen this if you have me on Instagram. I have a vision board on my laptop and the Mercedes A-Class is on there. And I'd constantly just look at them and just imagine myself in an A-Class and just get super excited. I'd constantly look at the prices and think to myself, okay, how can I make this happen? How much money do I need in order to make this happen? And I just get really excited about the process of me saving up for the car, purchasing the car, going to the dealership. I envision myself taking pictures at the dealership, creating YouTube videos around it, all of that exciting stuff. And I honestly believe that excitement got me my manifestation a lot quicker, because at this point, I was looking at the Mercedes A-Class, which was around £13,000 to £17,000, depending on which model I wanted. And I really wanted to be able to pay for my car outright. I did not want to get myself into any finance. I just wanted it all paid off. So I obviously did not have £17,000 at that point. So I was thinking, okay, what's my strategy? How am I going to make this money? What action am I going to take? And I was well on my journey to saving up for the car, putting aside money for the car. And I gave myself a deadline of Christmas this year to get the car. And I created a whole strategy of what I was going to do to get the car, basically. And again, I think the reason why my manifestation came a lot quicker is because throughout that process, I wasn't fixated on having the car. I was fixated on the excitement of what it's going to bring when I do have it, but still enjoying the moment, still enjoying saving up for it. Now, what had happened is I was still actively looking at other cars and I happened to come across a Audi A1. And initially, I was not manifesting an Audi A1. I used to see this car all the time and I used to think, oh, this is cute. It's a cute car, but it wasn't my manifestation. However, I came across an Audi A1. So as I was in the process of scrolling, looking for my A-classes, this Audi A1 just stood out to me. It was the perfect color. Everything was perfect. It really just caught my attention. And in the past, I probably would have just kept scrolling, thinking, nope, it's not my car. I'm looking for a Mercedes A-class. That's exactly what I want. However, I just thought, you know what? There's something about this Audi A1, and I think I should investigate more. So what I did is I clicked onto the ad and I just checked everything over, everything checked out, it looked fresh, everything was new. And when I saw the price, believe it or not, the price of the Audi A1 was the exact amount I currently had saved for the A-Class. So it was a much better deal, it was a lot cheaper, and that's exactly the amount that I had saved. So that was such a strong sign to me that, wow, this is meant to be my car. And I could have easily ignored that and thought, you know what, I'm on my journey, I'm saving for this A-Class, and yeah, maybe eventually I would have manifested that and I would have had that, but there was just a strong calling and there was strong signs that this is meant to be my car. So the next day I went to test drive it. Within a week it was my car, and now I am absolutely in love with it, and I'm glad I made that decision and I'm glad I didn't wait. So I guess that is an example of how sometimes your exact manifestation may not come to you in the way you think it's going to come, but ultimately I just wanted a car and I wanted a decent car, and that's exactly what I got, and I'm glad that I got it a lot quicker than I would have if I was stubborn. So sometimes we can be really stubborn with our manifestations and not see the blessings right in front of us. Sometimes you are wanting something to happen a certain way, and when the opportunity arises, you ignore it because it's not your way, when it's all God's plan at the end of the day. So you have to trust God's plan. You have to trust the signs that are coming your way, even if it's not exactly how you envisioned it. It's there for you and it's right for you. And last but not least, the moment you have been waiting for. How did I manifest my beautiful relationship with my beautiful boyfriend in 6 months? And by the way, I just want to say, we've known each other for about 12 months, a bit longer than 12 months now. However, our official relationship started in February. So that is still within the same period that I manifested all of these other miracles into my life. So I met my boyfriend August 2020. That was our first date, and since then obviously everything has blossomed. And then in February, that's when he officially asked me to be his girlfriend. So that's when our relationship officially started, and everything is just going from strength to strength from that point. So let's talk about how I actually manifested this relationship into my life. So before my relationship with Sam, I was single for around 3 to 4 years. And whenever I get out of a relationship, not that I've had that many, but whenever I get out of a relationship or a situationship, I like to give myself time to heal. I give myself at least 2 years. That is the minimum. And for some people, that may sound absolutely crazy, but for me, that is what works. For me to fully get over something or get over someone, I have to give myself 2 years. I just have to do it. I honestly, each to their own, but for those of you who can just jump straight into the next relationship immediately, I don't know how you do it, because I would just be in hot mess, and I know that I'd be taking unresolved trauma, unresolved emotions into a new experience, and I just personally do not feel like that's fair. And also, I feel like my relationships with others strengthen when I give myself time to heal. So anyway, I was single for around 3 to 4 years, which is of course a lot longer than 2 years. So after around 3 years, I was kind of thinking, okay, what is this? What is happening here? But like I said at the start of the video, I do trust the timing of my life. So I just trusted that a miracle will happen one day. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm not trying to rush it. But I can't lie, I was having the thoughts of, wow, I've been single for a long time. And as a girl, you know, you can be single and then you can be single. And I was single, dry, not a person in sight for around 3 to 4 years. What I ended up doing, and this was probably at the start of 2020, what I did was I wrote a list of qualities that I was looking for in a relationship. And I did this from a place of not wanting a relationship, because honestly, I was so happy being single. Anyone who knew me at that point, they can tell you, I was like so happy being single. So happy, I was not looking for anything. But I just had this urge to write a list of what I might actually be looking for. I can't remember why, maybe I was watching something and I just thought, okay, let me write a little love list. Let me write down what I'd be looking for in a person. So I wrote the list of qualities, and I didn't just write shallow qualities because I'm personally not a shallow person. So I didn't write things like they have to be tall or they have to drive a car or they have to have money. That's just shallow. I really focused on the characteristics of the person that I wanted, their personality, what they bring to the table, their traits, things like that. Because honestly, I'm not trying to waste my time anymore. I just feel like I'm getting older. Even though I'm only 25, if I was to get into a new situation, I wanted it to be something that was going to be serious. So I wrote down a list of these different characteristics that I wanted from someone, and then I just forgot about it. I literally just forgot it existed. I did not revisit it. I didn't do anything. I just forgot about it. That's all I did. And then what I did next is the most important thing. What I did next was focused on being those qualities for myself. Because what I've realized is when you are looking for a relationship, we often list off all these different things we want this person to have, but then the majority of the time, we don't even have them for ourselves. So you're wanting someone who's loyal, who's respectful, who's got great communication, but yet you don't communicate well yourself. You're not loyal yourself. So I just found that it's unfair to expect something from somebody else without actually having those same qualities for yourself. So what I went away and did is I really worked on myself. As always, I'm always trying to up level, always doing my personal development. So I just saw this as an opportunity to work on myself, work on my own qualities, work on my own experiences. And that's exactly what I did. And another thing that I did throughout this process was really deepened my own self-love. So I guess this is why I like to take at least 2 years so I can really start deepening my self-love again, because I just feel like a relationship will shatter you and expose you to so much of yourself. So you have to have a strong sense of self-love. Even in this relationship that I'm currently in, although I felt like I had the most self-love and I was so sure of myself, it is bringing out so many insecurities within me that I didn't even know was there. So I just feel like it's really important to at least be trying to deepen your own sense of self-love before getting yourself into a relationship. Because at the end of the day, a relationship is meant to be an extension of yourself. And I don't really like the phrase my other half. You know, when people say, oh, my other half, it's normally older people that like to say it. But I don't really agree with having an other half, because you already whole yourself. And that's what you should be aiming for you to be whole as one. And then you have a relationship to enhance your relationship with self and to be an addition to yourself. So that's really what I focus on, just deepening my sense of self-love, deepening these qualities within myself. So I truly believe that the best connections happen when you are not looking for it. So like I said, at the start of the year, I was not looking for a relationship. I was enjoying myself. I was doing my thing, working on my business. And then Sam happened to find me through my love of being myself, through doing what I love to do. He actually found me on Instagram. I was collaborating with somebody. I was creating. And that's how he came across me, because he saw the love I had for myself and me just doing my own thing. So yeah, that is how we met. But like I say, the best connections really happen when you are not looking for it or expecting it to happen. So in terms of how I actually manifested this, yes, I put the desire out there. That was creating the list. So I created my love list of all the qualities I wanted within a person. And then the action step of it was me working on myself, me doing what I enjoy, me deepening my sense of self-love. And through the desire plus the action, that manifested my relationship. So that is that story. If you want to know more about my relationship, I do have this video which shows how we met and all of that amazing stuff. But yeah, that is it. That is the story of how I manifested my relationship, new car, and job within the space of 6 months. So I guess the underlying message here is create the desire, put the desire out there for what you are wanting, and then take the action. Take the aligned action, the inspired action, and throughout the process, always be working on yourself as well. So make sure you head down to my description. I've got loads of courses and ways that you can work with me, and also recommendations of other videos that you should check out after this one. If you are watching on the podcast, make sure you do leave me a review. And if you're watching on YouTube, give me a big thumbs up. I would really appreciate it. That is it for this one. I will see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.